He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 348. We have a lot of things going on this week, no question about it. We are getting ready for NAB, and if you're not familiar with NAB, let me tell you a little bit about it. This is the annual convention for all the broadcasters all over the world, actually, and we are going to be there. The Gadget Professor Show is going to be there live starting this coming Monday from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday we'll be there from 9 in the morning till 4. And essentially, we will be broadcasting a brand new interview every 15 minutes from the showroom floor. We have also been blessed with the folks from LiveView. They have built us a wonderful studio, and we'll be broadcasting live from that studio all day long, and it should be quite a broadcast. We're doing some unique things, some things that were never done before or haven't been done yet, using the LiveView technology, and this should be an amazing presentation. So you can tune into this pretty much any time that you like during that that period. And the easiest way, I think, to get on the show, to watch the show, would be go to our webpage, and that's simply www.thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com. And on there, right where this main window is, you'll actually see the broadcast live, and it will be running all day. And if you should miss something, we're going to stream in 24 hours a day for the next 4 days. So as you can see, that's a lot of stuff going on there, and we're very, very excited. To give you a quick overview of what's going on, we've been planning this thing for 5 months now, and it's going to be quite amazing. We have a fully packed schedule. I have never done this many interviews ever in my career. We're going to have well over 100 interviews, and it's a very intricate process. And just to give you a little preview of what it might look like, here's the actual spreadsheet that we're using to book all the interviews. And as you could see, it's quite robust, to say the least. Everything is written down, the times, the video that we're running, the audio that we're running, everything is scheduled out, and it should be quite a show, no question about that, no question about that at all. So I hope that you will be able to tune in, and also you'll be able to watch and comment on the show if you so desire on our Facebook page, and that's very simple also. That is Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. And if you look at that page right now, you'll actually see some advertisements that are being run all over the internet. Live Studio Presents, The Gadget Professor, so on and so forth. And it should be, as I said, it should be a lot of fun. So I hope that you'll tune in, and let me know what you think of it. And of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. So I hope to hear from you, and let me know what you think when you watch it. As I said, it should be really, really exciting. We've got about 10 companies that are going to announce a product that's never been out before. So it should be pretty cool. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be leaving here this weekend. Actually, I'm going to be driving down to Vegas. It's not that far from Phoenix. And we'll be staying there the weekend and most of next week. Probably be coming back next Friday or thereabouts. So I am gassed up, ready to go. I'm packing now some of the gear that we're going to use, and you'll definitely want to watch the show just for no other reason, just to see all the technicalities that we're doing, all the technical things that we're dealing with. Right now, the show is going to be broadcast. All the signals are feeding to Mike's studio here in Scottsdale, and the feeds will be broadcast streamed from Scottsdale, Arizona. So using the LiveView equipment, it's going to be quite an interesting technical environment there for sure. And we're going to have live cameras watching this above, below, on the side, so you can see all the technical craziness. And we're going to try to actually push this up in the lower left or right hand corner as we're actually broadcasting, so you can get a feel for not only the interviews but also technically what's going on behind the scenes. As I said, it should be a lot of fun. All right, I did mention the Gadget Professor's Facebook page, I believe, so there that is. And again, you definitely want to take a look at that. All right, enough. So let's get back to the gadget of the day. We have a very interesting gadget of the day, and what this actually is it's called the Wemo W-E-M-O Wi-Fi smart light switch, and here it is. So I don't know if you've ever wanted to control a light in the house automatically. And what I mean by automatically is actually over the phone, your smartphone. So this is the actual switch right here. This is what it looks like. And let's take a closer in-depth peek at this. So in the box, it's called the Wemo light switch. You're going to get a switch, and it might look very intimidating on the back. It's really not. You're going to get an instruction sheet that's pictorially very accurate and actually very easy to follow. No question about that. You're also going to get four of these things. These are called wire nuts, and there's a little piece of wire inside there, but basically this is what you're going to use to connect this switch into the wires that are inside your switch housing now. And then of course you get a face plate that, once your switch is connected, it's going to look like that. So let's take a peek at how this connects up. First of all, understand that you have to hook this up. This is not going to hook up automatically. There are wires on the back of this, and you're actually going to have to go in and unwire the switch that you want to make wireless, if you will, or controlled via the internet. It is quasi-dangerous if you don't know what you're doing, and if you're at all intimidated by that, you got two choices. One, you could hire someone to do it, or two, you could just take your time, and there's a lot of videos both on the Belkin site. Belkin makes the Wemo switch and a lot of other switches, and they show you really slowly how to do this. It's not that hard. You'll turn off the power switch, your fuse box, so there's no electricity running through this particular light switch that you have, so you're not going to get shocked. If you're real good, you don't even have to turn off the power, but I wouldn't recommend that if you've never installed one of these. So if we take off the safety feature on the back, this is just tape, and we look at the switch, here's what you're looking at. Essentially three wires. There's a white wire, a black wire, actually they have two black wires here, and a green wire. And to make a long story short, the green wire is typically your ground wire, which is your copper cable. And then you're going to put the two black wires to the black inside the switch and the white wire to the white wire inside the switch and remove the switch. And there you go. I'm really, 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 really simplifying this, but it's not that hard to do. It really isn't. Now, keep in mind that you must operate this on a single pole, single throw switch. And what that means is, if you have a light that you click it in the bathroom and you click it in your bedroom and it turns the light on and off via two or three switches, this will not work. This will only work if there is one switch for that one light, or one switch turns on two lights or a string of lights. One switch, not two, one. So if you have the one switch, you're basically going to disconnect that. There's videos that show you how to do this, and you're going to attach these wires. Now, if you take a peek at the website, you'll actually see that it's very methodically laid out how you do that. They're going to have videos on exactly how to connect that up. It is, I think, quite simple to do. It should take you about 20 minutes, and everything that you need to know is on the website. And they also have very good YouTube videos that, again, show you how to do this. Now, once it's connected, you're going to be able to hook up the free app, the Wemo app, and now you'll be able to control your home lighting using your phone or your tablet. The smart light switch is going to connect to your existing home Wi-Fi network, and it's going to provide wireless control and access to the light with no subscription, no hub required. So you could put on your porch lights from your iPhone or your Android phone. It really doesn't matter. And pretty much any switch that you have to operate a light, you can control it now via your smartphone or your smart tablet. And that means your porch lights, your ceiling fans, pretty much anything that's controlled by a switch. So you could be on your way home and you want to make sure that the porch light is on or that the hall light on or so on and so forth. And all you have to do is just click the phone, go to the app, click the switch on and off, and away you go. The other thing that's nice about this is there's a little sensor here, and we'll take a look on camera too. Here's the sensor. You can see that. And what that will actually do is it will know when it's dark or dusk or whatever, and you can set the switch to turn on and off automatically at dawn or dusk. The other thing that this does that I think is very nice is this will randomly put the lights on and off, so it appears like, you know, you're home even though you're not. And that's a good feature. So there's a lot of other things that you can do with this. You can schedule your lights to come on Tuesday morning or go off at Tuesday night, whatever it is that you want. It gives you total flexibility. Also, the ability to randomize your lights is a very handy security function, and I really like that. The other thing that's awesome about this switch, if you look at the website, this also integrates really well and seamlessly with the Google Assist and the Amazon. So no matter what smart Wi-Fi system you have, whether it's the Google or the your Alexa apps, this will integrate with that flawlessly. Let's see, it gives you hands-free control with your lights. Pair Wemo light switch with the Amazon Alexa or the Google Assistant. Built-in devices like your Google Home turns your lights on and off with the power of your voice. So in addition to all that, you can connect this up with your smart speaker, whether it's the Google or the Alexa, and just tell it, Alexa, turn on the light, Alexa, turn off the light, or whatever, turn the light on at 10:15. This will allow you to do that. Now, price-wise, this is very, very affordable. It actually sells for $49. If you want to buy it on Amazon, you can do that too. And guess what? Amazon is going to charge you the same price. It's going to be $49. How about that? Amazon also, as on the Wemo site, the Belkin site, has the video on how to connect this up. This shows you some of the things that it will do, but it's very simple to hook up. If you're in doubt, have a friend hook it up who knows what they're doing, or you can even call an electrician, but it's fairly simple to hook up. So it's $49. There's no question in my mind that it's worth it. You'll get your money's worth out of it, and also the convenience, and also it's cool for the kids if they want to turn on their light at night and they don't want to find out where it is and you have an Alexa in the area. You can just say, hey, Alexa, turn on the light. So the kids will like that. So it's a very functional device for $49, fairly priced. And I have several of them in my house, and they all work quite well. I've never had a problem with them. I always think a good test of one of these wireless devices is when the power goes out or the internet goes out, do they reconnect, or do you have to go through the reconnect process? And in this particular case with this Belkin Wemo switch, I have not had to reconnect it when I've lost the internet. It automatically connects itself back up, and that's huge. That's a big convenience. So I think you'll find that quite functional, and I hope that you will use it. All right, let's get into the apps of the day. The first app that I have, I've avoided these like the plague until I had so many passwords that I forgot that I couldn't avoid it anymore. So this is called Life Keys, LifeKeys. And this is really a nice all-in-one password saver. And this works across multiple networks. And this is an app. It's both on the Google Play Store and on the App Store, so it works on both platforms. You can access all your devices. You can share your passwords with friends and family if you so desire. This has military-grade encryption, so only you're going to access it, and that's the end of that. It has unlimited storage. It will categorize your passwords. You can access your passwords from any browser, which is really handy, especially when you change platforms like I do. It also has a secure password generator, and it's a password strength meter is on that, so it says whether your password is good, bad, or fair, or horrible. So check this out. Right now, this app is free. That means right now, today, April 5th, it is free, and probably be free for a couple weeks. After that, it's going to be $10. But you know what? It works so well. It's probably worth the $10 right off the shoot. And you can put all your passwords in there, your Gmail, your Hotmail, your Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever it is that you want, your MasterCard, and it does a wonderful job. What I like about this particular password keeper is that it's very easy to use and it's very visually pleasing. So I definitely like that. And as I said, you might want to just check it out. Now, another app that I have found incredibly useful, and again, this is available on both platforms. This is called Document and PDF Viewer. This particular app is probably the best one out there for reading those types of files. And it will allow you to transfer easily from the Mac or PC. It has an excellent high quality viewer. A lot of them don't have the, you know, when you're looking at the PDF, it's a little grainy or a little fuzzy. This actually is quite crystal clear. It's a very high quality viewer, and it's going to allow you to look at PDF files, Office files, iWork, images. It will integrate with Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, Play Music, Watch Move, all the things that you would want this viewer to do, it will do. I haven't found one thing that it doesn't do and doesn't do well. Again, this app right now is totally free on the App Store. It works both on the iPhone, your iOS, and on the Droid. It's called Document and PDF Viewer. So definitely check that out. Now, you know I always like the photo apps, and this one is one of the better ones out there. It's relatively new. This is free right now. Don't know how long it's going to be free, but after that, it's going to cost you 99 cents. But I'll tell you, if you like photography, you're going to want to check this app out. It's called Perfect Studio Pro, and this is the best editor and stylish camera filter effects that you can find. It really does a nice job. And Perfect Studio provides 354 filters. Let me tell you, that's a lot of filters, 345 filter effects, beloved by professional photographers, and all conveniently packed in 10 different themes. Perfect Studio themes vary from the feel of a camera to the unique sets of classy moods or fun creativity when you are looking for a vintage vintage sentiments or special effects like skin smoothing, blur, textures, light leaks. They will all be on Perfect Studios. I could probably spend an hour just talking about this one app. I definitely love this app, so check it out. If you can get it when it's free, it's a great deal. And if you have to spring for the 99 cents, I don't think that you'll be too upset with that. It really works well. Now, the next app that we have up here, this is a screenshot of it. This is called AirDriver Transfer, and this is made by Nuvu Development. And what this does is it allows you to transfer files with your friends and colleagues using their process called AirDrive. Did you ever need to transfer some files or documents to and from your iPhone, but nothing works? This is the answer. You can upload files, documents, and presentations to your iPhone or iPad, and this gives you basically a tag that will show up in your browser, and that's how this thing works. So you're going to get a unique link to your browser to send your files with using the web browser, and then all you have to do is get that link, click on it, and you can open up the files that you have. And it works for pretty much everything. Very, very nice app. Again, this one is free at the moment. I don't know how long that will last, but again, they're great apps. And now for the last app of the day. Actually, that was the last app of the day. I'm on my computer here, and I see a big thing telling me to respond to one of the customers from NAB that's going to be interviewing. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor Show. I did a quick show today because literally I've got boxes behind me that I have to fill up with cameras and microphones and all kinds of things that we're going to bring to NAB. So I'm very, very, very excited about it. And I really do hope that you'll tune into the Gadget Professor page, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and check the show out. Certainly you can watch us on Facebook, and let us know what you think. And if I have a chance while I'm on the air, and if I'm watching the Facebook chatter, maybe I'll be able to answer somebody. But I will be out straight, I guarantee you that, for the next 4 or 5 days. Definitely looking forward to it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody in Vegas.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain, Multimedia Communications, LLC. If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor!